Earlier this week, during a Wisconsin rally, Trump alluded that the 2020 election was stolen and said that if reelected, he would give, quote, police their power back, unquote, and give them immunity.
We're going to rebuild our cities and become a beacon of hope, safety, beauty, better than ever before. We're going to rebuild our cities. We're going to work with Democrat mayors who are running, in every instance, running them. Democrat mayors and many Democrat governors, and we're going to rebuild our cities. We're going to bring them back like they used to be. We're going to make them safe places again. We're going to give our police their power back, and we're going to give them immunity from prosecution so they're not prosecuted for doing their job. We'll take over the horribly run capital of our country, Washington, D.C., and clean up, renovate, and rebuild our capital city so that it's no longer a nightmare of murder and crime, but rather it will become the most beautiful capital anywhere in the world. On day one, I will sign a new executive order to cut federal funding for any school pushing critical race theory, transgender insanity, and other inappropriate racial, sexual, or political content onto the lives of our children. I will not give one penny to any school that has a vaccine mandate or mask mandate. I will fully uphold our under siege Second Amendment. It is under siege like never before. We will protect innocent life and we will restore free speech rapidly. And I will do something that's very important to me, maybe more important to me than any other person in the world. I will secure our elections because you know what happened in 2020. Our goal will be one day voting with paper ballots, proof of citizenship, and voter ID.
All right, so I'm going to go to my panel on this to deal with this fantasy land that Donald Trump lives in. I'm going to go to you first, Cameron. What are some of your thoughts on these comments of Trump and his plan for 2025?
I'm actually quite scared. I mean, quite frankly, I'm scared to have a major party candidate literally with a complete disdain for the Constitution, literally telling us and putting it in plain sight, his focus on an authoritarian rule. When you start talking about giving police immunity, that's one thing. But when these also a Time magazine article came out this week where he really outlined some of the horrifying things he plans to do once he's in office, kind of using the National Guard and the military as his own personal police force, the ability to say cut federal funding from schools. He's using all the dog whistles and all the things that he hoped gins his base up with, transgender and critical race theory, and then all the things that he plans to do in terms of cutting aid and funding and help overseas. Like, not only would America really be in trouble, like the world will be in trouble. We have been a pillar of democracy, and through right or wrong, through this country's history, we've at least had presidents who at least on the front lines and things they would say have a respect for the laws of the land. But to literally be able to utilize and say, like, hey, I'm going to use police, National Guard, military to mass deport folks, to quell any uprising. You mentioned earlier in the show, he might not even want to get out of office again.
He's not going to want to leave office. He didn't want to leave the first time. Okay, he didn't want to leave the first time. So, you know, Donald Trump talks about crime rising in America, but that's actually contrary to the actual data. NBCNews.com, as well as other major news outlets, have an article from March 19th, 2024. The U.S. crime rate is still dropping, FBI data shows. And we see that the national crime rate has been declining each year that President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris have been in office. And very quickly, and I'm coming to you next, Teresa, it says the new fourth quarter numbers showed a 13% decline in murder in 2023 from 2022, a 6% decline in reported violent crime, and a 4% decline in reported property crime. That's based on data from around 13,000 law enforcement agencies policing about 82% of the U.S. population that provided the FBI with data through November. Go ahead, Teresa, because for those who think that things cannot get worse, okay, yes, they will under Donald Trump, a second Trump administration.
Yeah, you know, it's very troubling. You know, I agree with Cameron when you say we are in a very scared state, especially with these fantasies. There's one thing when it talks to the base, right? And what is that base? The base, you know, as I always find, a bit scarier than Donald Trump itself, is the same that we are working for in some way, shape, or form. So we don't know who really the base is, right? These are these hitting back door conversations with these individuals who feel this way. And so as we, as a public, try to push for equality across LGBTQIA, transgender rights, black and brown people rights, you know, all the you know, equality in the real estate, all of these things that make our country actually great, we have someone that is saying we're going to go back to a time where, you know, we were in charge, and we, as we already know who that is. And so, you know, it and I guess earlier kind of already alluded to, it's bigger than, you know, Joe Biden and his election. Yes, we need to vote for him, but here are the reasons why. The reasons why is because we are a United States, and that united feel and that united firm to keep violence down, to actually look at the stats. That's why we're paying for it, right? Taxpayer dollars are paying for these reports. So if we don't believe the reports and we only believe in poll numbers, what are we saying that we're doing? We're doing mismanagement of leadership. So I think there is one, again, we only have a couple months here till November to really get across the finish line with the right elected leaders. And, you know, with someone that is, quote, on trial, you know, fighting for their own freedom, fighting, you know, to financially get themselves out of debt, you know, it's right, not right. Them, it's their team around them. That's something that we all need to be really be a participant in terms of coming to an election and making the right decision.
Absolutely. Well, we look at the executive order that the President Joe Biden did May 25th, 2022 on policing, the second anniversary of the killing of George Floyd, which dealt with policing at the federal level, because based upon the 10th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, states' rights, the majority of the control over policing is not the federal level, but it's at the state level. But something that the Department of Justice can do is investigate the patterns and practices of police departments, which is something taking place now under the Biden-Harris administration, which basically stopped under the Trump administration. There was only one investigation into police departments under the Trump administration. And we know when Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III, Donald Trump's first attorney general, became attorney general, one of the first things he did was to stop investigations in police departments. And he said they were going to take a hands-off approach to policing because it was demoralizing police to have these investigations. He said we need to take a hands-off approach. And when you hear Donald Trump talking about immunity for police officers, this falls right in line with that. Go ahead, Cameron, with your I'm sorry. I went to Cameron already. I went to Teresa. Lastly, I got to tell people, read this fact sheet. I've talked about it before. Fact sheet: the Biden-Harris administration advances equity and opportunity for Black Americans and communities across the country. It's at whitehouse.gov. It's a 36-page document that shows you policy by policy how the policies of the Biden-Harris administration are helping the African-American community. Now, you compare that to what Trump and his cronies are saying, and you look at the 4 years of the Donald Trump administration and compare the two. You don't have to take my word for it. Proper documentation ends all conversation. You're watching Roland Martin Unfiltered on the Black Star Network. We'll be right back. Now, if you like this type of information, you can support the African History Network a few ways. Be sure to register for the online history classes that I teach on Saturdays, Ancient Kemet, the Moors, and the Ma'afa, Understand the Transatlantic Slave Trade, what they didn't teach you in school. Visit our website, AfricanHistoryNetwork.com, AfricanHistoryNetwork.com. We do a thousand of years of history and what leads up to the transatlantic slave trade taking place. This is a 10-week class. We're doing more than 10 weeks this time around. Next classes are Saturday, May 4th, Saturday, May 11th, Saturday, May 18th, and Saturday, May 25th, 2024, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Click right here to register here for the class. The class is on sale $60, regularly $130. We do the sessions live. All the sessions are archived and recorded. You can go back and watch at any time. So a year from now, 2 years from now, you can still watch the entire course. We have the lesson plan here for the entire course also already laid out, so you can look at the content that we cover. We deal with 80 to 100 articles, and I put together this class. I've been teaching this class on and off since 2017, okay? I've been studying history 34 years now, do lectures across the country, been hosting the African History Network show 14 years, but we look at, there's over 200 slides that I put together, 80 to 100 articles that we'll go through and look at, the 15 books that we reference. You don't have to buy any of these books to follow along in class. I'll show you excerpts of the books on the screen usually. And we'll look at video clips of interviews I've done with historians like Professor James Small, Professor Kabahaiwafa Kamenei, Anthony Browder, who wrote Nile Valley Contributions to Civilization, which is one of the books we use in the class, Renoko Rashidi, who wrote Black Star, The African Presence in Early Europe, which is another book that we use in the class, okay? So you can register for this. This content is PG-13. You can use this information with your children as well. Visit our website, AfricanHistoryNetwork.com. AfricanHistoryNetwork.com, okay? And we'll post the link here, the link's in the thread of this broadcast. And you can support us through PayPal and Cash App, $THEAHNShow through Cash App, $THEAHNShow through Cash App, and through PayPal, paypal.me/theAHNShow. So we have the information right here on the website as well. This is our official Cash App account, $THEAHNShow, S-H-O-W. When you go to it, it'll say Michael and show my picture there. These are fake African History Network Cash App accounts here that have been stealing money from us. There are a few other ones out there I've identified. I'm still trying to get them shut down. You can click right here on our link, and it shows our QR code, okay, for Cash App. This helps us stay on the air, keep doing the research, pay some of the bills, et cetera, upgrade equipment, take care of what needs to be done.